This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed two congressional bills in support of Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement, and there has been quick Chinese reaction. Beijing summoned U.S. Ambassador Terry Branstad to lodge a formal complaint over what it sees as interfering in the affairs of its semi-autonomous territory. Hong Kong activists have been praising the American action. One of them is Joshua Wong.
No matter Democrat or Republicans, the new bipartisan consensus from both the U.S. administration and the Congress is to stand with Hong Kong to prioritize human rights and democracy and not being overridden by the trade negotiation.
There has been new deadly violence in Iraq as civil unrest continues to take a heavy toll in lives. We get a report from AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
On the strategic Ahrar Bridge in Baghdad, security forces fired live ammunition, killing several protesters and wounding many more. The violence came as protesters occupied three main bridges in the capital, leading towards the heavily fortified Green Zone, the seat of Iraq's government. Meanwhile, violence across southern Iraq continued throughout the night, with security forces killing over a dozen protesters and wounding many others. Protesters had set fire to the Iranian consulate in the holy city of Najaf in one of the worst attacks targeting Iranian interests in the country since the anti-government protests erupted 2 months ago. I'm Karen Shamas.
NATO leaders are preparing for a two-day meeting in London to mark the alliance's 70th anniversary. The war in Syria and the ongoing threat from Russia will serve as the backdrop to the summit. But growing tensions between member nations could overshadow the celebrations. Key among them, Turkey's widely condemned invasion of northern Syria last month, when the United States was blamed for giving Turkey the go-ahead for the incursion, when President Trump pulled American forces from the Kurdish border area. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Though it has not yet confirmed it, North Korea today launched a pair of missiles. Here's VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul with details.
It is North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May, after having refrained from any tests for about a year and a half. North Korea is intensifying pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer more concessions in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea last month walked out of working-level nuclear negotiations with the United States. It blamed Washington for the breakdown. The North has since warned it could restart nuclear or long-range missile tests. Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump have met three times since June 2018, but have failed to make any progress on dismantling North Korea's nuclear weapons. Talks have been stalled since February, when a summit in Hanoi between Kim and Trump ended in a disagreement over how to pace sanctions relief with steps to dismantle North Korea's nuclear program. Almost all of North Korea's missile tests this year have been short-range. Trump has said he has no problem with North Korea's short-range launches, since they can't reach the United States.
As Bill Gallo mentioned, North Korea last month walked out of working-level talks. That was mainly over the U.S. refusal to ease sanctions on Pyongyang. This is Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, and the weather has relented to allow the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade to fly at 16 huge, colorful balloons in New York City. Here's AP's Julie Walker.
The balloons are part of the parade. They're just not getting high off the ground because of wind concerns. The largest balloons are only about an inch off the ground. Snoopy the astronaut, which is a new balloon this year, led off the parade with dozens of handlers keeping a tight hold. But that's not disappointing out here, where lots of children are cheering for their favorite character balloons, like SpongeBob SquarePants with Gary the Snail and Pikachu. At the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I'm Julie Walker.
Tomorrow is Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year in the United States, when retailers count on taking in a major portion of the year's profits. Stores and online shopping sites offer deep discounts, real and imagined, to attract customers, and tens of millions of shoppers can be expected once again to be part of the holiday spending frenzy. In a statement emailed to VOA Persian, a BBC spokesman says the London-based network has seen an increase in Iranian harassment of its Persian service staff and their families since the network began covering anti-government protests that erupted in Iran last month, sparked by the sudden hike in gas prices amid a weakening economy. The Iranian regime used violence to suppress the demonstrations. Amnesty International said Iranian security forces killed at least 143 protesters in the unrest. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.